the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Pathologist Dr. Gail Defoe appeals to Dominicans, Caribbean citizens, and the wider regional citizenry to use their common sense and resist vaccine hesitancy. Health and Wellness Minister Carl Jeffrey Bostic said Barbados' COVID directives are still not known, like whether the 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. curfews will be revised if the island's COVID-19 positivity rate passes 5%. And President Biden says he met G7, UN, and NATO leaders, and they have agreed to take a united approach to the Taliban and to not take their word, as the U.S. is on pace to finish the evacuation process by August 31. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
DA.com. Right on cue.
It's back to school season, so get ready to go full speed ahead with the fastest internet in Dominica. Sign up for Digicel Plus Fiber and enjoy the fastest speeds for all your back to school needs. Get internet speeds you can count on only with Digicel Plus.
Contact us on
616-6999 on BIP app or call 616-1700. Digicel Plus, better together. Life is better with a Digicel Prime plan. Turn on your data to stay connected and entertained on the go. Don't stress about Wi-Fi access. Just enjoy more movies on Playgo, more sports on Sportsmax, more radio on Go Loud, and more music on D-Music. No surprise charges, only entertainment. Get a one-day Prime Starter data plan for only $3 in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
And welcome back. Pathologist Dr. Gail Defoe calls on Dominicans and the wider Caribbean citizenry to use their common sense and resist vaccine hesitancy, as evidence indicates that COVID vaccines are medically effective and are presently working.
I've heard it said that the vaccines were made to kill blacks and that vaccines are killing blacks. Let's use our common sense. Blacks, if the blacks have the lowest numbers of vaccinated persons in the US, North America, and worldwide, and we have not taken the vaccine to the degrees that we should, how can it be that our deaths are being caused by COVID vaccines when we're not taking them? Secondly, if even before COVID, blacks had the highest mortality rates in the US and the worldwide, and it is now same after the COVID, it is bad, how can we singly handedly blame COVID or the vaccines? This fight can not only be about COVID, but about the huge disparities that exist in health allocations and the ability of the black race to access its health based in decades of mismanagement and societal discriminations that still exist today. My fear is that not only were we physical slaves, but that now, due to COVID, we can become economic slaves as well. Historic racial inequalities exist and are the major leading factors today for the increased sickness, the immune system dysfunction, and the early deaths that we see from the diseases of COVID in our black economies.
She continued to rubbish claims that COVID-19 was created to kill off black people globally as she was speaking at the DBF's recent virtual business discussion.
Not only our countries, but our race is at stake, and conspiracies will not get us to solutions, but only distract from the true causes of our problems. Whether we blame this on little pink men or irradiated bacteria or the coronavirus, our world, as Michael Manley said, is shut tighter than a sardine can at this moment.
And that was a pathologist, Dr. Gail Defoe. And DPSU President Steve Joseph advises Dominicans to be open-minded to the scientific facts and evidence which proves the effectiveness of COVID vaccines against the COVID-19 virus. Joseph reiterates that the union maintains a position against mandatory vaccinations but supports the idea of voluntary vaccination and emphasizes that vaccines work.
But the union has always been interested in fighting this COVID crisis with government and with all the stakeholders involved in this fight. We want this thing bitten And this is why we are taking some of the positions that we are taking, without trying to infringe on anyone's right. And this is why we're pushing voluntary vaccination. But we also know that there's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of conspiracies, and so we believe there has to be a heavy emphasis on education. We need people to be at least open to the science. Not all of us are able to do the research or even to disaggregate the science and the information. People in the medical field, some of them cannot even disaggregate the information.
Joseph calls on all health professionals leading the cause for medical vaccinations to get creative and consistent with disseminating factual information via various means in efforts to effectively combat the foolishness of conspiracy theorists and vaccine hesitancy campaigns.
So we need persons who are in that field to simplify the information, to explain about the vaccine. And this is why, you know, I welcome the opportunity to share a platform with the bishop and the doctor and the person from the business community on that panel discussion recently. And some people maybe didn't listen carefully, and that's why they misinterpreted some of the things that you said. But we are open to sharing that information. And my hope is the government will maybe, on its health education platform, you know, institute some links with that kind of information, that the layperson can simply go on to their website and want to get to know about the vaccines, press it and get more information. They want to get to know a little more about some of the side effects, or they want to know some of the science and broken down in layman language. Speak the language of the people, and they can access the information.
And that was the DPSU president, Steve Joseph. And we as a society often take counseling for granted, including the positive impacts it may have on our mental and overall health. This comes from Pastor Randy Rodney while sharing some of his views on the current social disposition of our people as it pertains to seeking aid in dealing with stressful situations such as COVID-19 and just general situations of life. He opines that counseling provides serious help in many aspects, from marriage to spiritual counseling and the like.
I think Caribbean people on a whole, and Dominican people in particular, frown on counseling. We don't go for counseling. We don't see the need for it. And as a result of that, we suffer. But counseling in every regard is important. People come for marriage counseling only because they're getting married, and the pastor say we have to do some counseling. But in my view, everything you do in life, counseling is critical, very critical. Our doctors, for example, do medicine and they do counseling. And we don't have to wait until our situations are so dire for us to seek a counselor. We should have our counselor, a regular counselor whom we can converse with every time we are stressed, we are under some sort of pressure. We always need a place to air it out.
He does, however, highlight the fact that seeking counseling from the right sources is equally as important and plays a significant role in our mental well-being.
In large measure, people who are not trained to do counseling sometimes get into the pulpit as preachers. And very often, people mistakenly feel that every preacher is a counselor. Every preacher is not a counselor. And so people have to be careful who they go to for counseling. A counselor, in his listening skills, I didn't say his talking skills, will be able to deduce that and, of course, be able to provide. We as biblical spiritual counselors, we are different to the regular counselor in that our base is scripture. However, our training is the same training as a secular counselor. Hence, that which a secular counselor can see and sometimes have you uncover, we do that as well, along with spiritual counseling and providing hope and so on. So that's the basic difference. But when you have a trained spiritual counselor, what you do is you have a trained counselor who is a spiritual person, and that person provides you with both aspects. If the person is not a trained counselor, chances are they will not be providing you with proper counseling.
And that was a Pastor Randy Rodney. And two Moon Sel-ye members speak truth to power and stand their ground in demanding a much-needed stimulus package for the Dominican people. Speaking on the Talk on the Block program on QFM on Wednesday, executive members of Moon Sel-ye, Kashmir Buju Richards and Davidson Pyro Julian highlighted the reality of the man on the ground as it relates to the current economic strain, revealing that instead of the government making some sacrifices to assist its people, the people are sacrificing to keep members of the government comfortable.
We Dominicans in the past year in this COVID situation has been given no economic relief from the government whatsoever. We've seen other Caribbean countries, other countries in the world, all absorb the losses through the government to make it easier on the people. But we live in a situation where the people of Dominica seem to be the ones that keep sacrificing everything for the comfort of the government, and that has to stop. We in Dominica require economic package, not just of money, but of policy changes where things are going to get cheaper to help the economy move along. For example, there should be a reduction on the VAT in the electric bill that can significantly help everybody across the board. And I expect the Ministry of Finance to sacrifice something for we the people of Dominica to have a betterment going forward, because that stimulus package thing is very serious. And as we only talk of stimulus package, compensation has to come in that same commentary of stimulus package, because based on the law, when a state of emergency is declared, it says that the president, upon proving that you made losses, shall compensate you. And the word shall, let's look at it in terms of the constitution. There shall be an opposition. There shall be a president. So therefore, there shall be compensation.
He says it is about time we open our eyes and really take a look at our leaders who are comfortable and unproductive, as well as begin to do what is necessary for our own liberation.
There are too many leaders in Dominica that are comfortable and do not care about their plight. You have people like the bishop. They don't care about Dominican plight. You ever hear him talk about the employment and the poverty situation in Dominica? No. These people do not care because they are comfortable in the positions that they sit down in. People in Dominica are who that pays the bishop, just like we pay taxes for the government. We need to recognize our leaders are failing us, and we need to take matters into our own hands in Dominica to solve our problems. Not wait for anybody from the outside, not wait for any one of those leaders that have been sitting down here for the past 10, 15 years that have clearly shown that they have accomplished nothing for the people of Dominica. This has to change. The paradigm of thinking of how things are being done in Dominica has to change for the benefit of the poor man, not nobody else. This is what we have to accomplish right now.
And that was a social activist and executive member of Moon Sel-ye, Kashmir Buju Richards. Meantime, fellow social activist and Moon Sel-ye executive member Davidson Pyro Julian says we can't just be expected to carry on with our daily lives like everything is normal when there is a clear need to relieve the people from this economic pressure that the average person faces.
It cannot be expected that we, the citizens of the country, be carrying on along normally, like all expenses are normal, everything is normal. No, the government's supposed to look at the situation and ease up the pressure on we, the people. You know, people are expected to pay their normal light bill, and now your light bill going to be greater because you spend more time at your home because you've been locked down. You know, so the household expense is going to be greater, you know, because right now you're in a lockdown, but the income has been cut. A lot of people losing their income, even if it's not totally. But say you're a self-employed person, you're dependent on the exterior, you're not working for government, that your salary is short. So these are things we have to really look into, and we have to consider, just like what Buju said, if there are laws that are dealing with it. And if we consider ourselves a civilized nation, we should have that discussion. Yeah, we need to address it. Because we need balance in our society. We cannot be a society where everything is so one-sided that only one set of people have the ideas to push the society and only one set of people are doing what they feel like.
And that was a fellow social activist and Moon Sel-ye executive, Davidson Pyro Julian. And author and justice Dr. Irvin Andre seeks to address the reports of the DLP party officials distributing monetary relief to a few Labour Party supporters in the dead of the night. Dr. Andre says if this is the case, it must stop immediately. He also asks the wider Dominican public to not accept when millions are given to government for relief that monies are not distributed appropriately in some cases, he questions. He also reminds Dominicans that it is legal and constitutionally valid to protest whenever a group of them feels disenfranchised, victimized, oppressed, and economically misled.
But who are receiving the brown paper bags which are being distributed in the middle of the night?
Under the moonlight.
Who's receiving it? Who's receiving significant stimulus packages insofar as rents are concerned, insofar as luxuries are concerned? There is, in fact, stimulus package.
But the fundamental question is, who is benefiting and receiving them? Why is it so? Why should we accept? Why should we accept that when the World Health Organization gives millions and millions for stimulus packages, it's not being distributed in accordance with the wishes of the donor? How can we talk about dollars? Caribbean Spring, when this is what is being perpetuated on a daily basis. And we are content with this, as long as we say 1,000 novenas have to take up arms, not necessarily physically, but we have to take up our own struggle, we have to become our biggest advocates. We have to protect our own interests on a collective basis. This is what democracy is all about. The rights to peaceful protest is a wage, it's a struggle in St. Vincent, in Antigua, in Barbados, because it is an integral component of democracy in any country. The right to voice your opinion if you are dissatisfied with the way things are going.
And that was author and justice Dr. Irvin Andre. And we must be very careful about the words we use when seeing our fellow brothers and sisters fall, because in times like these, unity is what we need more than ever. This comes from Pastor Jack Lapham sharing his personal views on the current atmosphere in which we live currently. Mr. Lapham says this pandemic is not just about wearing a mask and social distancing, but is also about the spirit of sharing and providing support to those who need it the most, such as the hungry and elderly and the like.
Be very careful what you say about people when you see them fall. Be very careful, because if God has to repay each one of us according to the things we have done, no one cannot even sit down. So be careful, and I want to appeal to all of you. During this COVID crisis, we must help each other. We must. It's not only trying to wear masks, and don't only call people when you see him have red band and they on the street. That's not all. We are not out to terrorize our neighbor. But remember to call whoever you have to call and tell them some child is without food, some elderly is without food. That's what I want to tell all the chief of police and so, you know who I'm talking about. That's what I need the pass for when you put COVID in the country.
And that was Pastor Jack Lapham. And the persons who have been deemed declared to home isolate are reminded that the period is 10 days, and though it may seem like an inconvenience, it is necessary to help put a curb on this COVID-19 pandemic. This from Dr. Gilda Nesty Tong, National Coordinator of the Home Isolation Program. Nesty Tong reminds persons who are home isolated or quarantined that on day 11, they are required to contact the nearest health facility for instructions on armband removals. She also emphasized the importance of persons being fully vaccinated and encouraged the general populace to get a vaccine.
The period of isolation is 10 days. Though this seems like a huge inconvenience to many, it is truly a small sacrifice for the greater good of our country of Dominica. On day 11, armbands are removed and persons are discharged from home isolation. We ask that persons who are home isolated contact their nearest health facility for instructions on armband removal on day 11. Though isolation is complete, persons are still asked to continue to practice the protocols for proper hand hygiene, mask wearing, and respiratory etiquette. Getting fully vaccinated also cannot be stressed enough, as that is the only way we can stop the development of new variants and the continued spread of this disease. The government of Dominica has made vaccines freely available at all major health centers across the island. Dedicated staff are always present to facilitate the vaccination process. The process is done efficiently and is smoothly executed. We therefore invite all of Dominica to help fight this pandemic and get vaccinated.
And that was Dr. Gilda Nesty Tong, a national coordinator of home isolation program. In other news, it is still not known whether Barbados' COVID-19 directives, such as the 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew, will be revised if the island's positivity rate for COVID-19 passes 5%. Acknowledging that Barbados posted the highest positivity rate for the month, and for a while a rate of 2%, as 26 new cases were recorded from 1,300 tests for August 23, Barbadians now have the option of three different COVID-19 vaccine brands to choose from, and Health and Wellness Minister Cole Jeffrey Bostick is encouraging residents to get vaccinated.
It's the first time that we can say that we have the capacity now to offer three choices of vaccines to our countrymen and women. It started with AstraZeneca, then we had Sinopharm, and we've recently been able to acquire the Pfizer vaccines. Our struggles in acquiring vaccines has been as enduring as our struggles in fighting the COVID pandemic. Like COVID fatigue, we've also experienced vaccine fatigue. Trying, getting promises of dates of arrivals that some of them have not yet happened. We've also been on vaccine lockdown, just like COVID lockdowns, because there were some occasions when we thought we probably would not reach the point where we are at today. But I want to say that it is really a pleasure to have had the support and the cooperation of the international community through Gavi and COVAX that really has facilitated the vaccine and the final batch of vaccines that we are here to receive today.
Also in other news, President Joe Biden said he met with G7, UN and NATO leaders, and they have agreed that they will take a united approach to the Taliban and they will not take the Taliban's word. The president says the U.S. is on a pace to finish the evacuation process by August 31, which is setting the pace for their allies to leave as well.
1,900 people since the end of July. Just in the past 12 hours, another 19 U.S. military flights, 18 C-17s and one C-130 carrying approximately 6,400 evacuees, and 31 coalition flights carrying 5,600 people have left Kabul just in the last 12 hours. A total of 50 more flights, 12,000 more people since I updated you this morning. These numbers are a testament to the efforts of our brave service women and men, to our diplomats on the ground in Kabul, and to our allies still standing with us. And we had a productive discussion. There was strong agreement among the leaders about the evacuation mission underway, as well as the need to coordinate our approach to Afghanistan as we move forward. First, on evacuation, we agreed that we will continue to close cooperation to get people out as efficiently and safely as possible. We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
And that's the morning news as a recap of the headlines. Pathologist Dr. Gail Defoe appeals to Dominicans, Caribbean citizens, and the wider regional citizenry to use their common sense and resist vaccine hesitancy. Regional. Health and Wellness Minister Jeffrey Bostic said Barbados' COVID directives are still not known, like whether the 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will be revised if the island's COVID-19 positivity rate passes 5%. And President Joe Biden says he met with G7, UN and NATO leaders, and they have agreed to take a united approach to the Taliban and to not take their word, as the U.S. is on pace to finish the evacuation process by August 31st. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
As it happens, when it happens.